RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Welcome back. Thanks, folks. We're going to talk a little bit about neuroplasticity, or let's call it the mind's eye, and how the mind and the eye sort of work together in a variety of things, from Tai Chi, from healthy mindfulness, to giving to others, and to even vertigo and spinning around and having dizziness and having nowhere to go to get treatment. An article was just retrieved recently on Tai Chi, which increases brain size, which potentially increases cognitive function and decreases the risk of Alzheimer's. Now, even though this was published in 2012, it's really just come to the light in all the media. It was in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. And it was based on a large group of people controlled over a number of years, both from the U.S. in UC Davis and in Fudan University in Shanghai. We previously knew that Tai Chi decreased your chance of herpes zoster, increased your immunity, was better for balance than walking, aerobic activity, or yoga, and decreased blood pressure. So we knew that. Now it increases your brain. God bless us. Something you can do to relax and improve your brain. Just like healthy mindfulness. They did a group of people for 3 days. And what they did after the 3 days, they checked them 4 months later and found an inflammatory marker in the blood was decreased. And an MRI continued to show an increased hot spot in their brain. In other words, they remembered how to sort of empty their mind and be mindful. The control group, who were brought for 3 days for fun and games and constant distraction, showed none of those benefits. In my book called The Eye Care Revolution, I put a little QR code in, a barcode in, about Elizabeth Swoboda's book called What Makes a Hero. And I was struck by it because its surprising act of selflessness makes people's brains increase. She demonstrated through MRIs and similar studies that by giving to others, caring for others, what happens is you actually light up parts of your brain and improve yourself. That goes along with the fact that most people, when you do a good deed, whether you meant to do it or not, you feel so much better, and that giving obviously helps the giver just about as much as the receiver. But coming back to the real world is vertigo. Vertigo is dizziness, spinning, etc. One of the keys to vertigo, which the observer can see but you, the patient, cannot, is that the eyes do shimmering back and forth. Somehow they're disoriented and they're searching to be in the right place at the right time and guide you. Well, many people have talked about waking up in the morning, climbing out of bed, and all of a sudden they see the world spinning around them. And it's, needless to say, disconcerting and difficult to imagine. And if they stay still, it tends to go away. But you can't just stay still or be in one position. So this merry-go-round is extremely annoying. So not only is it annoying, it's frightening. And often people call 911, they go to hospitals, they get admitted, or they have CT scans, MRIs, blood work, and nothing is found. Because this is not a sign of tumor. It's not a sign of a vascular abnormality in the brain. It's not a sign of eye disease, because both eyes are doing it at the same time. So the question is, what do you do about it, etc.? Well, apparently there's numerous kinds of vertigo. The military has been looking at traumatic brain injury, and they actually use eye movements to determine where in the brain is the injury. With concussions, one of the things that is done when the player comes off the field or the student is seen is looking at the eyes, at the pupils and the eye movements. Are they complete or do they jiggle? Those would be signs of a concussion, concussion instead of a minimal injury. So the question is, how do you make a diagnosis about this, and what do you do? Well, the moral of the story is there are a few different directions you can move your head and your eyes, and it may take only 5 minutes. And you lie down, and we have a sheet we hand out to people that looks like a pretzel. And you slowly lie down on the floor of the bed and follow your eyes around the pretzel, up and around and through the middle portion and to the little prongs and it often goes away. I learned about it from an internist in the area, and it's called the Epley maneuver. And apparently, it is extremely effective, and at least 50% of people on the spot, it stops the vertigo. Well, that doesn't really answer the question is, where'd it come from? What happens? Well, there's these little calcium spots in your semicircular canals in the inner ear. And it's kind of like a post-it that falls off. And when it falls off, it sort of blocks the fluid movement. So in an hourglass, instead of the stuff going through the hourglass narrow aperture, it won't go. So when you move your head from side to side, the fluid doesn't jiggle. You don't know you're moved. Your eyes go searching to figure out where it is. And by going through this little maneuver, you can actually dislodge that and flip it back into place, and it goes away. Now, it tends to happen more with elderly people, people that have injuries, etc. It may very well recur. And with that in mind, it's important to know the exercises, to know turning the head, moving the eyes side to side. It's important of us as physicians to look at these people and see that movement or jiggling of the eyes. It's called nystagmus. So we can see it, and we should be able to give people information. So an emergency room doctor may want to do the whole workup for a stroke, just like when people have a migraine. They do this whole complicated workup when it was rather simple feature with characteristics. This is a rather simple condition with characteristics. If by chance the Epley maneuver and these eye maneuvers do not work, then you start considering other things or referral to a neurologist. But if we as eye physicians, ENT physicians, primary care doctors, internists know about this, you can solve a very scary problem in a short period of time. I mean, imagine you can't get out of your house because you can't drive and everything in your world is amiss. So the eyes are involved only secondarily, but the eyes are involved in so many things because 40% of the brain is associated with eye health. And it's important to know that even though we're not conscious of it, our brain is processing this information. It's connecting it with our ears, our semicircular canals, our mindfulness, our smells, our touch, our balance to know where we are. We often need our eyes. So get a good eye examination periodically. And if it's your children, certainly by the age of 5. If you have risk factors and family diseases, get checked out because you may not know about macular disease or glaucoma, but it can certainly be determined by any good eye doctor. It's usually a dilated eye exam. So the goal of our Wizard of Eyes show is to share this information with you, the client, to make you a better medical detective, and to preserve your eyes, your brain, and all of you. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. You can download this segment or any of my segments, or visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying well. Thanking you for keeping your eyes in the forefront of your health. Stay well, and see you next week.